Staff is needed. Daf Lamed Beis. We are up to Daf Lamed Alfim Beis at the very beginning of the fourth parak. We finished the third parak yesterday, so now we begin parak Benos Kutim. The name of the parak is Benos Kutim because the beginning of the parak discusses issues that relate to Kutim and Sedukim that really have no shaychus to Bizman Azeh. We don't deal with Kutim and Sedukim. However, the majority of this parak is not really about Kutim and Sedukim. The majority of the parak is about Yesodos and Dine Tahara and Halachos of Taras Hanashim and many of the Ikar Halachos of Nida, Zava, Yaledes. A lot of these, the Halachos are derived from this parak. So we start out with Kutim, but we move on to other things. Just one word about Kutim before we begin the Mishnah to frame the discussion a little bit. There is a machlokas tanoim and amoraim throughout Shas in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Hey in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Ksuvos, where some tanoim and amoraim and Rabbi Shmuel and many other chum hold that kutim are gerei arayosheim, which means to say that because Hashem sent lions after them, they were megayer based on fear alone, and therefore was not a sincere gerus, and therefore they really have a din of goyim mida araisa. Kutim are not Jewish to begin with, whereas Rabbi Akiva and a supporting group of other Chachamim hold that no, Kutim are Gerei Emesheim, that their Gerus was a good Gerus, they just didn't stick to the Torah the way they should have, but the Gerus initially was a very good Gerus. So that is a very important Machlokas Tanaim in Amoraim. Are Kutim Jews or are they not Jews? Are they Gerei Arayos and therefore not really Jewish Midah Raisa, or are they Gerei Emes and therefore they are Jewish Midah Raisa? So now let's see the Mishnah. Benos Kutim Nidos Me'arisasan. The daughters of Kutim are considered to be nidos from their cribs, from the youngest of ages. So now, this right off the bat, the Rishonim write that the din of Benos Kutim that says in our Mishnah that they're nidos from the youngest of ages is agreed upon by everybody, whether you hold Gerei Arayos, whether you hold Gerei Emes, but the Tana who authored our Mishnah must hold that they're Gerei Emes, meaning the din of our Mishnah is agreed upon by everybody, but the Tana who wrote our Mishnah must hold that they're Gerei Emes. And the Rai is going to be from the Hemshech of the Mishnah, where the Tana is going to say that you're not Chayiv al Bias Migdash because Tumas on Safek, their Tumah is only a Safek. Now, if we held that they were Mamish Gerei Emes, we held that they were not Gerei Emes, rather, that they were Goyim, so you wouldn't say that Tumas on Safek, you would say Minatorah, they're not Tamei at all. Minatorah, they're Goyim, and Dam of a Goy is not Tamei. And if you want to say no, but the Chamor goes there Tuma, so then we should have said that the reason that Tumasan is a lower level Tuma is because Tumasan Rak Midrabanan, instead of saying Tumasan Safek. So it seems that the author of our Mishnah must hold that Kutim have a din of Yisrael, and the dam of their daughters is Mitame, like the dam of Yisraelis, and therefore, when you have a case of a suffix, we say that you're not going to be chayiv al bias migdash because it's a suffix. But if it were true that they were goyim, then the reason you're not chayiv al bias migdash is because it's not a suffix, it's because vidar raisa, they're not tamei at all. Now this idea, nidos me'arisasan, that the Mishnah starts out with, that they're nidos even from birth. So the Gemara is going to explain that kutim do not agree with the drasha that Chazal made from the word vi'isha, that a woman could already become a nida as an infant, that if a girl sees dam, even as an infant, she would already become a nida. And therefore, if a kuti girl had dam come out of her, so they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't separate her from taros. So the chumra goes to that we always have to be choshesh, all of the benos kutim, that maybe they are a nida, maybe they saw dam, and the parents didn't do anything about it because they don't care about the fact that they saw dam. So one of the mefarshim on the Mishnayis, the Mishnah Achrona asks, wait a second, if there goes there mishum nida because of this reason that the kutim never made this drasha that you could become tamei already as an infant, why aren't we gozer ziva as well? Meaning, shouldn't we require the benos kutim to have shivanakim before we can trust that they're actually tahorim? Because after all, just like the Gemara is going to darshan from the word v'isha that a girl could become a nida as an infant, it's also going to darshan the girl can become a zava as an infant. And probably if the kutim rejected the drasha about a girl becoming a nida, so definitely they rejected the drasha about a girl becoming a zav as an infant. You can't become a zav until you become a nida first. So if they held you can't be a nida, obviously they're going to hold that you can't be a zava. So why aren't we choshesh for the ziva? So the Meiri says, yeah, we are choshesh for the ziva from the time they're 10 days old and on. They are tamei mishum ziva, because then we have to be choshesh. Maybe she became a nida and now she's already in the yiral yom shvei nidal nida. Maybe over the first 7 days of her life she was a nida. Day 8, 9, and 10 she became a zava gedola. So yeah, from day 10 and on, you do have to worry that she is a zava gedola. That's what the Meiri writes, but it doesn't seem to say that anywhere in the Gemara, and it doesn't seem to say that in the other Rishonim. So the Mishnah Achronah's metarets, now that the Gemara is going to tell us that really it's a very uncommon occurrence for a woman an infant, to see dam nida. So it's something that's not so shkiach, it's only a miut, and rechoshish lemiuta. But by dam ziva, it's not even shkiach for gedolos. And because it's not even shkiach for gedolos, the chum wouldn't be goes on that. Meaning, even if you are going to be choshish lemiuta, and you think the miut is going to be enough of a reason to be goes on, they're all benos kutim, are tamei, but to say that they're tumas ziva, where it's such a miut to the miuta, so then we would not be goes there. Let's see the Mishnah further now. The kutim are metami mishkav tachton kalyon. The Gemara at the end of Lamed Beis and Beis isn't getting to exactly what that means, what sort of tumah that is, mishkav tachton kalyon. But kutim males are assumed to be baal nidos, and therefore they're assumed to carry the tumah of people who are baal nidos. Vehin yoshvos al kol dam vedam. Another thing about kutim is that they assume tumah on all different types of blood. So you might think, Valdik, so they have an extra chumrah. How could that make things worse? They see dam yarok, they see blood that's yellow or green or whatever, and they're going to be noeg tuma. No, but it can make things much worse, because depending on when you see dam, it sets off the yimei nida, which then sets off the yimei ziva. So a girl, it messes up her entire cheshbon. So if she thinks when she sees dam yarok that she's a nida, so then 8 days later, she's going to assume that she's becoming a zava. But if she really didn't become a nida, then 8 days later, she's not going to be a zava, she's going to be a nida. Well, if she sees for one day during the yimei, what she believes to be the Yimei Ziva, she's going to think she's only Tamei for one day. But if it's really her Yimei Nida, she's going to be Tamei for 7 days. So Yosho Sel Kaldam Vadam is a very bad thing. And that's why Kutim are always considered to be Boale Nidos. Because as far as we know, their Cheshbonos are messed up, so you always have to assume that they're a Nida. Now, Ve'in Chayavn, so Ve'in Yosho Sel Kaldam Vadam, Ve'in Chayavn Aleim Albias Mikdash, one is not Chayiv Albias Mikdash for Kutim. So what does that mean? Rashi explains over here that Halovish Mischasa Baosun Begadim Minichlas Mikdash Pater Mikarban. That if you wear those begadim that the Boel Nida, that the Kuti who's Metame Mishkav Tachton Kelion, who's Metame the clothing that he's on, that's on top of him, so if you wear that clothing in the base of Mikdash, you're not going to be Chayiv a Karban for that Bias Mikdash. So because the the Ein Sofrin Aleim is a Truma Mepreisha Tumasin Safek, and you're not going to burn Truma based on that Tuma, because the whole Tuma is only Misafek to begin with. So this Pshat of Rashi is somewhat difficult. A lot of the Rishonim don't understand what forced Rashi to say Ein Chayavin Aleim Al Bias Mikdash means if you wear that clothing. Why don't you just say that it's talking about if you touch the Kuti and you go into the base of Mikdash, so you're not Chayav Al Bias Mikdash. Why does it have to be that you wore the clothing that the Kuti himself sat on or had covering him? Why not just say that you touched the kuti? Not only that, the Ran asks, Rashi says, you're patur mikarban. When we see in the Gemara, these begadim are not metame adam, they're only metame ochlum mashkim. So why would I think that if you entered wearing them into the base of Mikdash, you'd be chayav a karban? Where do we ever find that something that's not an avatuma, that entering something that's not an avatuma is going to be chayav a karban? We only find that by an avatuma. And over here, these begadim are not metame adam, they're not an avatuma, they're only metame ochlum mashkim, they're a lower level tuma. So Toz Yantiv, he asks further on Rashi. The Rashi himself on the pasuk v'im lo yichabesu b'saro liyirchatz v'nasav ano says that if a person enters the Beis HaMikdash b'tumas b'gadim, ye'anesh b'malkus.
Rashi himself on the pasuk says, you go in Tumas Begadim, you don't get kares, you don't get a karban, you get malchus. So if there's no kares, there's no karban. That's the way we know if you're chayiv a karban. If it's an isser for which you do b'mezid, if you chayiv kares, then you can be chayiv a karban if you do b'shogeg. But if it's only malchus when done b'mezid, so it wouldn't be a karban anyway. So very, very challenging Rashi to try to figure out why Rashi Dafka says that we're talking about a case where you're wearing the clothing that the kuti sat on or had covering him. So it says Yantiv is Matari, it's a machlokas in the Medrash. Over there, the Medrash quotes in Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash in Parshas Achremos, the Medrash quotes a Shita of Achirim, who hold that even a person who's Nichlas Betumas Begadim is Chayiv Kares. And in Horios, the Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, in the very last Daf, Masechus Horios, the Gemara tells us that Achirim typically is Rab Meir. So our Mishnah is going like Rab Meir, like the Gemara is going to say soon that our whole Mishnah must be assumed like Rameir, because our Mishnah is assuming like the Shita that's Choshish Lemiyuta. So since the author of our Mishnah is going to be clear in the Gemara is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir happens to be Achirim, and Achirim are of the opinion that even if you go into the Mikdash Betumas Begadim, you're Chayiv Kares, so that's why you need to tell me that you wear Bigdei Kutim, you're not Chayiv Kares and you're not Chayiv the Karban, because Tumas and Safek. But that's where the Hava Amina comes from. That's how the Tazyantiv is Miyashiv. So let's see the Gemara now. Hey Chidami, what's exactly the case that we're worried about these babies, these kuti babies, having tumas nida? Ida kachazion, if they actually saw dam, afilu didan nami, then our babies also would be tamei b'tumas nida if the fact is that they saw dam. We hold that dam nida at the stage of being an infant is already mitamei. V'ida lo kachazion, if they didn't see dam, didunami lo, then why are we gozer? If they didn't see dam, why would we make them a nida if they didn't see dam? So the Rashba already asks, why don't you just say that we're talking about where they didn't see any dam at all, and still they have a din of a nida, because our Tana holds that kutum are geri arayos, and chum were gozer, just like there were gozer on all gayim. There goes a tuma on all gayim. There's no tuma d'oraisa of a nida, of a zava, and anything like that by a guy, but we made a tuma midrabanan. So why don't you just say pashut like that they didn't see dam, but we're assuming geri arayos, and therefore the tuma midrabanan. So the Rashba says, no, in the Mishnah itself, it's muchach that the Tana does not hold like the Shita of Geri Arayos, that the Tana holds Geri Emes. Because if the Tana held Geri Arayos, that the Kutim were in fact Goyim Mida Oraisa, so then they wouldn't be Mitame when they're infants, they would be Mitame the same time the Chamor goes to Man Goyim, which is from the age of 3. The Chamor not goes to Man a Goy, on a Goya less than the age of 3. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says like that, Tinokas Avodah Chavim Bas Gimel Shonim Yom Echad, Ha'ol V'ru'i Labiya Mitamenami B'ziva. That's the Gemara, Mesachas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. And not only that, like we said before, the Rashba points out that the Tana has to hold Geri Emes, because when it says in the Seifa that the reason you're not Chayev Al Bias Migdash and the reason you're not Sarif Truma is Mibnei Shatumas and Safek, if the Tana held they were really Gayim, he wouldn't say Mibnei Shatumas and Safek, he would say Mibnei Shatumas and Midrabanan, that on a Daraisa level there is no Tuma whatsoever. So you can't say that our Tana is assuming that they're really Gayim in Atora. Our Tana obviously holds their Geri Emes, and therefore the Gemara's question is a legitimate question. If they are Jewish, so if they saw dam, then even our daughters would be nidas. And if they didn't see dam, then there should be no tuma whatsoever, just like we're not gozer on our own daughters who didn't see dam. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Breid Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes Hachem Ma'eskinan B'stama. No, we're not dealing with a case where we know that they saw dam, or we know that they didn't see dam. No, we're dealing with a case of stam, a typical benos kutim, a typical infant, and we have no idea what happened to her. Since there is a minority of infants that might see dam, so we are choshesh for that minority. We're assuming like the opinion that you always have to be choshesh for minorities. Says the Gemara, man tana dechayish lemiyuta. Who's the one that in general in Gan Shas holds that you even have to be choshesh for a minority and that you can't just follow the majority? Rav Meir, that happens to be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Where do we find Rav Meir holds the shita? The Tanya, we have a brisa, katan uketana, lo choltsin v'lo miyav min div Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, if you have a katan and a katana or a katana, you can't do chalitza and you can't do yibum if either party is a minor, if either party is under bar bas mitzvah. Amru lo Rav Meir, yafa amarta shein choltsin. So the Chama said to Rav Meir, we agree you can't do chalitza if the boy is not, if the boy is still a minor. Why? Ish kasam beparsha umakshinan isha leish. The Torah says, and we agree if the girl is a katana that you can't do chalitza. Chalitza we get. Why? Because when it talks about chalitza, the Torah says ish. Ish always means a gadol. It always means someone over bar mitzvah. And we know whatever the halachas we apply to the boy, we apply to the girl as well. There's a hekesh between the boy and the girl. So just like the boy can only do chalitza when he's post bar mitzvah, the girl can only have chalitza, can only do chalitza when she's post bas mitzvah. That we get very well, say the Rabbanan to Rabbi Meir. But matamin miyavmin, why can't you do yibum pre bar and bas mitzvah? So Amar Lahen Katan Shema Yimtza Sris. By a Katan, we're worried maybe the boy is going to be a Sris. It's going to turn out when he gets older that we're going to realize that he's not someone who could be Mikayim Hashem for his brother because he's a Sris, and therefore he has no mitzvah to be Miyabim. And whenever there's no mitzvah to do Yibum, it becomes an Isser Da Oraisa. You're not allowed to sleep with your brother's wife outside of makom mitzvahs yibum, and if he's a sris, there is no mitzvahs yibum. And katana, we don't let a katana be involved in yibum. Shema timtza islandess, because it might turn out that she'll be an islandess, meaning once we see how she physically develops. If she doesn't physically develop, so he's going to be miyabim, or he's not going to be a mitzvah, because she's an islandess. We're going to pogen be'erva shalom makom mitzvah. So you pogen be'erva shalom makom mitzvah, that's a terrible isser. So that's why Rameir says you can't do yibum when they're still ketanim. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, what do you mean? Zil basaruba de ketanim, v'rov ketanim, lav shrisim ninu, zil basaruba de ketanos, v'rov ketanos, lav islandis ninu. What percentage of little boys are going to grow up to be a sris? What percentage of little girls are going to grow up to be an islandis? You don't have to worry about such things. These are rare conditions. It's a tiny minority of the population. You can assume they'll be like the majority of the population. That's not a sris. That's not an islandis. So that's what we're assuming. We're assuming like a mayor who's choshish lumiyuta, who is worried about even a tiny minority, and that's why Rav Meir holds in our Mishnah, Rav Meir, who's the author of our Mishnah, holds that if you know nothing about this little girl who's a kuti girl, you have to assume that maybe she's part of that miyut of people, that minority of the population that sees them even as an infant. Tulsus asks the Kasha, wait a second, it sounds that this whole Mishnah from the Gemara, that the whole Mishnah is only going like Rav Meir who's choshish lumiyuta, but Rabban, who are not choshish lumiyut, would not assume that their needles may are sasan. It also seems that the din of the Mishnah is only assuming like the shita that kutim geri emes hain. Because if you hold kutim geri arayus hain, then the kutim should not be metame benidus at all, because minat Torah, they're not tame at all. So according to Rabbi Yossi, granted he's choshish lumiyuta, but since kutim are geri arayus hain, even if Rabbi Yossi were choshish lumiyuta of the geri arayus hain, benos kutim should not be tame at all. So it would turn out that the Rabbanon will date you're not choshish lemiuta, and every Tana that holds Geri Arayos would disagree with our Mishnah, but says to us that can't be, because there's a sugi of Masech Shabbos that you give them in Beis, where the Gemara in Shabbos goes through the Yud Ches Davar, the 18 takanos that the Rabbanan made that were agreed upon by everybody, and amongst that Yud Ches Davar, the Shmona Asar Dvarim that Chacham were gozer on that day, Bo Bayom, that they went to the Aliyas Hanani ben Chizkia ben Garon to go visit him, and they made a whole bunch of votes. They counted up the Talmidim Beis Shammai, Talmidim Beis Hillel, and they realized that was the day the Talmidim Beis Shammai outnumbered the Talmidim Beis Hillel. So they took 18 quick votes, and they all voted in favor of the Beis Shammai. But in that day, when they did those votes, amongst those 18 gzeros that they made that are agreed upon by everybody, is Benos Kutim Nidos Me'ari Sasan. And the Gemara is clear, no one is Cholek, everyone is Moda, that to those Yudches Dvarim. So what's going on, says Tosas? How can our Gemara say that we're only assuming like Rav Meir, and that we're only assuming like the Shita, the Gerei, Emes Hain? But what do you mean? This is one of the Yudches Dvar, it's got to be agreed upon by everybody. So says Tosfos, really everyone agrees Benos Kutim are Nidos Me'ari Sasan. Even the Rabbanu are Nachos Shishlamuta, even if you hold Gerei Arayos Hain, everyone really agrees to it. Because the Rabbanu goes there Tuma, and they consider them nidos me'ari sasan. The reason that Rabbanan were gozer tumah, even though there may be no tumah here, and there may be nothing to worry about on a daraisa level, is to stay away from them, to avoid mixing in with the kutim, in order that they shouldn't get mixed in with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Similar to bishul akum and other types of takanos that Rabbanan made to avoid social interaction. But Frank tells us, wait a second. According to our mayor, that were choshesh lemiuta and that kutim are geri emes, so the fact that the Nidus Me'ari Sasan How does that become one of the Yilchaz Davar? That should be a Din D'Oraisa. Yilchaz Davar. Now we could flip the question, says Tosfos. First we ask, how is it possible that everyone who argues in a mayor doesn't hold of this at all? So he said, no, they do hold of it. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, Gezerim Mishum Timua, that you're going to mix together. But now the question gets flipped. According to Rabbi Meir, if a mayor could be the author of our Mishnah, where he's Choshesh L'miyuta, so if you're Choshesh L'miyuta, it's not a Din D'Rabbanan. If you're Choshesh L'miyuta, you hold Midoraisa that you're Choshesh L'miyuta. And you hold their Gerei Emes so they can produce real Tumah Midoraisa. So how did it make it into one of the Yilchaz Davar? So Tosfos answers that even if you're Choshesh L'miyuta, that there is a minority of girls at sea when they're Katanos, Mistama, she doesn't see right away, right after she's born. She has a Chazaka that she didn't see Dam yet. She's Becheskas Tahara from the time that she's born. So you could be Smoch Ruba L'Chazaka. The Rove girls don't see Dam. And plus, in addition to the Rove supporting that Rove, you have her Cheskas Tahara. So when you have a Rove and a Chazaka versus the Miut, then even Rameir would hold on a D'Oraisa level. You don't have to be Choshesh for such a Miut. And it's only Mid Rabbanan that were Choshesh for such a Miut. The Tosa Rashi's Metarets that we don't mean to say that it's a Gzeira that was specially made for Benos Kutim. When we say Gezeira, it means that they were Badku Umatsu and they found that Kutim are not Mode to the din of Venida for a Katana, and therefore the Gezeira, the Yilchaz Davar, aren't all Dinim Drabanan. Some of them might be Dinim Daraisa. It just means that they publicized based on evidence of what the Metzius, what the facts on the ground are, in terms of the way the Kutim observe the Halacha or don't observe the Halacha, they have to publicize this din. That's how the Tosfos Rashi understand that it's not a Din Drabanan, it's a Din Daraisa, according to Rabbi Meir, but it just means the Gezeira just means that they have to publicize it. Sfas Emes has a third approach. He says, no, according to Rameh, they needed to make a gzeira in order to be metame, even in a case where the girl was born right here, and we know that she didn't see Dam. It sounds against the Gemara a little. The Gemara says, Bestama. So the Sfas Emes says, no, the Yurchas Davar, the gzeira in the Yurchas Davar is to tell me that even if I know for sure that she didn't see Dam, we're still going to be Gozer Tuma. Because since the still going to be Gozer Tumah. That's the Din Midrabanan on the Daraisa level. If you know she didn't see Dam, then of course there would be nothing to talk about. There would be no problem at all with the Benos Kuti. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter now. Let's go Vayter now. So we just showed that Rameir is the one in general in all of Shas that's Choshesh L'miyuta. Says the Gemara, wait a second, Amar D'Sham Le Rameir Miyuta D'Shchiach. Where do we find that Rameir is Choshesh L'miyuta? That's when it's a fairly common Miyut. Al Miyuta D'Lo Shchiach Mi Sham Le. Where do you ever find that for a completely uncommon Miyut, like seeing an infant seeing Dam? Where do you find Rameir is Choshesh for such a Miyut? Meaning, to be a Sris, to be an Islandist, okay, it's not a majority, but it is a decent minority of the population. It's at least Shliach. We've all seen people like this in our lives, people who haven't physically developed, says the Gemara. But how many times have you seen or even heard of a story of a girl who's an infant seeing Dam Nida? That's insane. That never happens. So even Rameir is not going to be Choshesh for such a Miut. Says the Gemara, Hanami Miut de Shliachu. No, it's very common. We'll prove it to you. Titania, Amr Biosi, Maisa Be'enbul, Vitvilo, Kodam Lima. One time there was a girl who was born in Ein Bul, in a place called Ein Bul, and she had to go to the mikveh before her mother did. Because the mother only goes to the mikveh after the birth of a girl after 2 weeks. The girl, if she saw any dam, she'd have to go to the mikveh after 1 week for dam nida. And she ended up going to the mikveh before the mother did, before she was 2 weeks old. She already had passed 7 days of being a nida. Vamar Rabbi, Maisa Be'esharim, Vitvilo, Kodam Lima. Same thing happened in Be'esharim. Vamar Biosef, Maisa Pumbadisa Vitbilo Kodun Lima. Happened in Pumbadisa too. So it keeps happening all over the world, keeps happening in all these different places. So don't tell me that it's a Miut of the Lo Shchiyah. Says the Gemara, wait a second, those first two stories make sense. Bishlam the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Mishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael. I understand why in Eretz Yisrael they'd bring a girl to the mikvah when she's when she becomes a Nida as an infant, because you have to worry about her touching Truma, and Trumas Eretz Yisrael is a real issue if a Nida touches Trumas Eretz Yisrael. Elder Rav Yosef, Lamali, but Rav Yosef told the story that happened in Pumbadisa. Pumbadisa is not in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Truma from Eretz Yisrael there. So what did she have to go to the mikvah for? Vamar Shmuel, ain't Truma Schutzlaritz, Asura, Even though we're machmir for the concept called Trumas Chutz Laretz, that there are two severe limitations on the concept of Trumas Chutz Laretz. First of all, it's only for someone who's Tameh in a way that Tumi Yotzeh Lav Migufo, like a Nida, a Zava. Okay, that we have over here. This girl saw Dam, so it is Tumi Yotzeh Migufo. But the second limitation is what matters over here, that that's only a limitation that you're not allowed to eat Trumas Chutz La'aretz, when you have Tumah Yotzeh Lav Migufo. The two-day-old baby, the one-day-old baby, is not eating wheat or grapes or whatever it is that you're taking the truma from. The baby's on mother's milk. That's it. So what are we concerned about? That this infant is going to be eating Trumas Chutz La'aretz? That we need to be matbil the infant? That doesn't make any sense. So what's going on in that third story? Why were they matbil this infant in Chutz La'aretz? Some razutra lo nitzrucha l'socha shemen shel truma. No, we're discussing a case not where she's actually eating the truma, but they anoint the baby with baby oil of truma. We dash from the pasuk the rabbi says a sach v'sashosa that is going to call the chilul of truma to anoint oneself with truma oil or to drink truma. So it says in our shosa l'amili crush siya b'chal achila. Why do I need a special pasuk telling me you can't drink truma? Drinking is part of eating, so if you can't eat, you can't drink. El the rabbi says a sach kishosa. Now what it means to say is that it's the rabbi says a sach kishosa that if someone who anoints truma we treat it as if they are drinking truma. Or maybe we dash him from the following pasuk. So we see that just like kemayim, so too is keshemen. That just like drinking, anointing is the same. Iachi didan nami. So actually, before iachi, the so what are we saying over here? That the case of having to tovel a girl in Chutz La'aretz for the sake of truma must be a case of sicha, because sicha has the same din as shtia. So the Rishonim will ask, is it possible that we have, and how do we know sicha is the din of shtia? So we quote a pasuk. First we quote a pasuk from Vayikra Perichav Beis, and we said, if you don't like that pasuk, we have another pasuk in Tehillim. So the Rishonim say, how can you bring a raya from pasuk in Ksuvim? You already have a raya in a Torah. I mean, what does the pasuk in Tehillim add? Not only that, we find in the Mishnah in Shabbos, minayin l'sicha shi kishtiya biyom ha-kippurim. The Mishnah in Masech Shabbos, daf pei vav amud aleph, says, how do I know that anointing is like drinking in Yom Kippur? Afu pishein raya l'davar, zeich l'davar. Shnum rav atova k'mayim b'kibur k'shem b'atzmosav. Says we have no raya from Chumash that sicha is kishtiya, but this zeich l'davar, and quotes the second of the two pasuk in the Ragamar. Quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, so it's only a remes, so it's only an asmachta. So once we already quote a din from a pasuk over here in regards to truma that sichas kishtia, what are we then adding by quoting something that's at most a remes and is from ksuvim? So Rabbeinu Tam writes that these two drashos are both only in asmachta. Mida oraisa, asach is not kishos, asichas not kishtia. The reason why we first bring the pasuk min haTorah is first we want to bring an asmachta from the Torah, and then we bring an asmachta midivrei kabbal to be mechazik the inyan, since the whole thing is only an asmachta. So we just to be mechazik the inyan, we just quote further asmachta. The Rishonim also write, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we understand why it is that Yom Kippurim you're not chayiv kares if you're shemen shel shemen and Yom Kippurim. You only chayiv kares if you're ochal or shosa. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole din of sicha is only in asmachta. There is no din midar raisa of sicha. So we also find that we allow someone who's a chola or someone who's chatat and barosha has some sort of a skin condition to be sach on Yom Kippurim, and we're not choshish. We don't think it's a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it makes a lot of sense because the whole thing is only midrabanan. The Ramban, however, says that mitzad a din of sicha b'Yom Kippurim, there's no hechret that it's only a din midrabanan, because you could say that it's a din midaraisa, and we're only marbe sicha kishtia legabe truma from the riboy kasa, but the shar kalatarukula we hold sicha as not kishtia. So don't bring any rayas from the fact that it's only an asmachta by Yom Kippurim that it must only be an asmachta by truma. By truma might be a din daraisa, by Yom Kippurim might only be a din midrabanan. Now there is a gemara in Maseches Yevamos. There's a critical discussion we showed him have over here. There's Gemara Masech Sivamis Daf Kufya Dalad Amar Aleph that discusses Katana Ochel Nevelos Ein Beis Mitzvah Nafrisho. If a child is doing an Isser, you don't have to prevent them, you don't have to stop them from doing that Isser. However, and this is made very clear in the Gemara, it's Paskin by all the Rishonim, Asur la'achilo bi'adayim. You're not allowed to give it. Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Nechla Shabbos about getting a child to do isurim. That you're not allowed to feed him usur things. You're not allowed to feed the child a dvar isur. Asur la'achilo bi'adayim directly. If he's doing it, you have to stop him. You're not allowed to be machil bi'adayim. Says the Rash ben Yevamos, that's only by something that's asur midar raisa. But something that's asur midarabanan, there is no isur to be machil bi'adayim. So if you only want the child to do something, it's asur midarabanan, that you're allowed to actually feed him, and you're allowed to get him to do that which is only midarabanan. However, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that it's even by things that are asur midarabanan, that it's asur la'achilo bi'adayim. Why am I mentioning this? The Chidush Aran writes that according to those Rishonim that hold that Tzicha Kishti is only a din Drabbanan, Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzicha Kishti is only a din Midrabbanan, shouldn't we be able to prove from our sugya that the Rashba is incorrect? Because the Rashba holds that the Isra of Machil Biadayim is only on Dinim Daraisa, but if Sicha Kishti is only a Din Drabbanan, and the whole issue with the Sicha over here is that we're doing what? We're being Sach a baby! It's an issue of Machil Biadayim! That we're doing Sicha on a baby! So it sounds that the Isra applies even to a Din Drabbanan, if you hold that Sicha Kishti is only a Din Drabbanan. So why were they matbil her not Sach her B'Shemin Shal Truma when she was Tameya? It's not an issue of Shtiyas Truma. So that's the raya that the Ran has against the Rashba. Okay, so the Rishonim have to try to come defend a little bit the Rashba. Okay, another issue before we go on. The Rishonim write that it's dafka by Sichas Shem and Truma, where we say that Sicha Kishtiya, but by other Risurim, like Shuman Chazir, Chelev, those types of things, other Macholos Asuros, that there would be no din. Many Rishonim write that there would be no din of Sicha Kishtiya, and even just for enjoyment, to anoint your skin with all types of creams and soaps and whatever, and that's all fine. However, Rabbeinu Baruch writes that it seems that it's Asur, even with Chelev Chazir, and Chelev and Chazir, and all other Macholos Asuros as well. That Sicha would be a problem by other things as well. La'halacha, the Isra V'Heter says that lo hutar Sicha b'chelev or b'chazir el makom tsar, that you're only allowed to be Sach with other Isurim when it's makom tsar, but a healthy person, just for enjoyment, should not use treif, creams and ointments and things of that nature. And that's how the Bir Grub Pasan's La Halacha. So that's how the Bir Grub Pasan's La Halacha, and the Taz as well. The Levush says that it's only by Sichas Chelev Chazir, not by other Chelev. Dafka Chazir is disgusting to us. So the Bir Halacha points out, the Mishnah Berurah has to point out in Bir Halacha, that the Minhag HaOlam is that we do use all types of soap. So we don't check for Hashkacha on our soaps and look for the ingredients in our soaps and our creams to make sure that they're not made with any sort of animal fats or anything like that. So he says there are certain medaktikim that are zihirim bazeh that are careful about this, but and he says, and it's certainly best if you could find soaps that are kosher, then it's certainly better. But if you have creams that are not kosher, our minhag is to be makel. But really, there's a significant group of Rishonim that hold that that one should not be makel with these things. So that's what the Bir Halacha points out. So it doesn't seem like the craziest chumrah ever. Okay, so let's see weiter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, where are we over here? We just said the Benos Kutum are Nidos Mary Sasan. So the Gemara said, why are Benos Kutum Nidos Mary Sasan? It's because they are the minority of these girls might see dam, and we don't know about it, and therefore we have to assume that they're Nida. So ask the Gemara. Now going back on that point, ignoring all the Sicha Kishtia stuff, going back to our original discussion, asks the Gemara, I hachi didan nami, why aren't we worried about, 12 lines before the end of the page, why aren't we worried about our own daughters as well, that maybe they saw dam when they were little babies and they should be tame as well? So anad darshin an isha v'isha v'chichazin mafarshi lehulogos b'rabanan. Now we never had to make such gzeros on our own daughters because we have the drasha that a girl who even is an infant is tame. So we know when our daughters become tame, we're going to keep them away from truma. Inu d'lodarshi isha v'isha v'chichazin lo mafarshi lehu gazbu rabanan. But the Kutim aren't careful about this. They don't make this this drasha, and they think that little babies are not going to be tamei nida, so they're never worried about it. My isha v'isha, what's this drasha that we're talking about? Titania, we have a brisa that says as follows. Isha, in the context of tumas nida, the Torah says isha, inli ali isha, tino kuspas yomech v'nida minayin. Isha tells me an adult woman. How do I know that even a baby would be included in tumas nida? Tamalomar v'isha with a vav, alma ki marbi krabas yomech marbi. So you see that when we're marbi even a one-day-old girl. Uraminhu, but says, I'll ask you, Stira, does a vav in v'isha always come to include a one-day-old? We have another pasuk that doesn't talk about nida, but it talks about poleta shechvazera, where the pasuk says isha in the alisha tinokus bats gimel shanim v'yomechad l'biya minayin. How do I know that a girl who's bats gimel shanim v'yomechad, that she's going to have tumah that's associated with biya? Tamalomar v'isha. So which is it? Is it does a vav come to include a one day old like we tried to do in the context of tumas nida, or does a vav come to include a 3 year old like we try to say in the context of tumas biya? So Rabbi Hilchson in Vasmachin Rabban Akray. One of these halachos is not a real drasha, it's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Some change the gears to tilchsa hu, not hilchsa ninu, because it makes it sound like they're both halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But we'll see in the Gemara clearly that only one of them is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and really the pasuk is only in asmachta. So ekrav eilchsa, which is the real drasha, and which is only halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Ilim abas yomechad hilchsa bashal shon v'yomechad kra. If you want to tell me that the din about the one-day-old being tamei tumas nida is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the drasha about the three-year-old being Tami through Bia is the real drasha. Well, press stomach sieve. That doesn't make any sense. The pasuk says it stam. So why would we arbitrarily pick 3 years old? You could either say when a girl is a gadola, or pick the next. You know, you have to go back to the beginning of her life. Otherwise, why would you arbitrarily pick a number 3 years old if the Torah doesn't give any such indication? So ella bas gimel shon yomechad hilchsa bas yomechad kra. So it must be the real drasha is about the bas yomechad that she's right to become a nida. The Tumas Bia, that's Allah l'moshe m'sinai, that it's at 3 years old, and the pasuk is only in Asmachta. So, once it's Allah l'moshe m'sinai, about the 3 year old with Tumas Bia, what do we learn from V'isha in that context? L'mute Ishme Odem. That comes to tell me that a man does not become Tame when red stuff comes out of his body, only when white stuff comes out of his body. But wait a second, we have another brisa that also darshans a third time the Torah uses the term V'isha. And that is when it discusses a zava. So how do I know that an infant can become a zava? Tamalomar v'isha. Well, lamali ligmar minida. Why do I need another drasha? Can't I just learn it out from nida? If an infant can become a nida, so mela, an infant can become a zava. Why do I need two separate drashas? Sricha, you need both drashas. Dikas rachmana benida ava mina nida mishum dechicha zayi chad yoma by lemes of zayin. Aval zava dechicha zayi chad yoma shomer siyom keneged yom sagila aim alone. Had it only told me that an infant can become a nida, I would say, yeah, because a nida is already so chamur. It's such a chamur dikadin nida. What makes it so chamur? That if she sees dam for just one day, she's mitame for 7 days. But by a zava, not such a chamur din. A zava sees dam for only one day, she's a shomer siyom keneged yom. She's not going to be tame for 7 days. So I might have thought, since nida is so chomer to begin with, so we're going to apply it even to an infant. But we wouldn't necessarily apply ziva to an infant. Ziva is a much more kal din. Tzricha, that's why I need a special drasha to tell me by ziva. So it says in our case, so reverse it. Why don't we have a drasha to tell me that a zava, an infant can become a zava, then I wouldn't need a drasha, kal v'chomer, that an infant can become a nida. V'anayadana, te'in zava b'lo nida. Not just a kal v'chomer, it can't work otherwise. The only way anyone could become a Zava is if you're a Nida first. The Yimei Ziva only kick in once you've become a Nida. So just have a drasha to tell me, V'isha, that a woman could become a Zava, and Mela, although obviously, as an infant, she can become a Nida as well. Says Mar Enochinami, you're right, we don't really need V'isha to tell me an infant can become a Nida. Velkra Lamli, so what's V'isha coming to teach me? L'mutei Ishmeodim, to tell me when a man has red that comes out of his body, that he's not going to be Tame. Wait a second. We already used the V'isha by Tumas Bia to tell me that a man who has red that comes out of his body doesn't become Tame. Why do I need two V'ishas to tell me the same thing? Now one is telling me that if his Shechva Zer is tainted with red, that he doesn't become Tame, and the other is telling me that if he has Dam, straight Dam come out of his body, that he doesn't become Tame. V'chein le'inyin zecharim. Just like we have drushas to tell me that from the earliest ages a girl could become tamei with nidas and ziva, so too you have with males. D'tanya ish ish. Matam lomer ish ish. L'rabos tinok ben yom echad shumetamei b'ziva div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we learn from ish ish that a tinok ben yom echad can already become tamei as a zav. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga omer ain't sarach. Harei omer l'zachor l'nekeva. You don't need a ish ish. Pasuk says l'zachor l'nekeva. L'zachor kol shul zachor. Bein shul gadol bein shul katan. Zachor implies any male of any age. L'nekeva, kol shi nekeva, ben gadol, ben katana, and l'nekeva implies any nekeva of any age. Im kei matam lamer ish ish. So according to this shita, what do you do with ish ish? According to the shita that it's just from l'zachar l'nekeva, it already includes everybody. Interesting, the Gemara does not ask, the Ramban points out, what does he do with the drasha v'isha that comes to teach me that a nekeva is an infant can become tamiziv? Okay, it's a good kasha. So answer the Gemara, dibur Torah kol hashem bnei adam. Ish ish is just the Torah speaking the way people speak. Alma ki marbi kra ben yom echad marbi. What do we see when the pasuk is coming to include a zav, an infant to be a zav? It's telling us even as an infant, even as a 1 day old. Uriminhu ish ein liyala ish ben teish shalom yom echad minayin. When it comes to the halachos of bia, we say that only a man is shayach to bia. How do I know that even a 9 year old boy tamalomar v'ish? So we see from the word v'ish, we're only darshaning a 9 year old, not an infant. So why in one context, by Ziva, we darshan that it includes an infant, and by the context of Bia, we darshan that it includes only a 9-year-old? So one of these is Halach L'Moshim Sinai, and one is a real drasha. Hey, Hilchsa Ve'ekra, which one's a real drasha, which one is Halach L'Moshim Sinai? Ilim ben yamechel Hilchsa ben tashan yamechel kra, if you want to tell me the 1 day old din of being a Zav, is that one is the Halach L'Moshim Sinai, and the 9-year-old being a Bar Bia, that's a pasuk. Well, cross stomach sieve. How would you arbitrarily pick the number 9 years old? The pasuk is just written stam. Ela ben tashanim yom echad ben yom echad kra. Rather, you have to say the reverse. That the 9 year old boy, that's a din halach l'moshe misinai. The 1 day old boy becoming a zav, that's a pasuk. V'chim yachad ilchsi kra l'amali. Good, but once I have halach l'moshe misinai to tell me that a 9 year old boy can have bia and a halachically viable bia, what do I need the pasuk for? L'mu'ute isha milo ben, to tell me that a woman cannot become tamei from white stuff coming out of her body. So l'amali l'mitzvah b'zicharim v'lamali l'mitzvah b'nekevos. So now the Gemara says, okay, now when all the dust settles, we have a drasha to tell me that a girl as an infant can already become nida. We have a drasha to tell me that a boy, and a zava. We have a drasha to tell me that a boy as an infant can already become a zav. Why do I need two separate drashas? Why do you have to tell me that both zava and zav apply when a person is an infant? Well, just say it by one of them, and I'll know that if zava for a girl applies when she's an infant, so the same would apply for a boy. Tzrichi, no, we need both. Because Rachman of Zacharim had it only told me about males, mishum demetamu beri'os kibiyamin. Because I would say that, yes, the reason why a boy can be tamei at such a young age is because there's a halacha by males that's very chamur, that if a boy sees loben three times in 1 day, he's already chayiv a karban, like a zava gadola would be chayiv a karban, right? He already has the full tumah, even though it didn't happen on 3 different days. But a girl would only become a zava gadola if she sees for 3 consecutive days, so she has a more kal din, and therefore it only told me that a zav can become tamei as an infant can be tamei as a zav. I would not have known that an infant can be tamei as a zava as well, because and if it only would have told me about girls, mishum to come tamu ba'ones, a girl could become tamei even if the reason she saw the dam was some external stimulus that caused her to see the dam. But a boy who only does not become tamei if there was some external stimulus that caused him to become a zav, it's only if it happens naturally. I would think that it should not apply to an infant boy, because we see we're more meikil by a zav. Tzricha, that's why he needs to tell me by a zav and a zava, because each one has a kula, each one has a chumra. Okay, Mr. Shum, we'll pick up the 2 dots tomorrow.